Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Eyes of Darkness by Dean Koontz, performed by Tanya Eby. This better version is for Gerda, with love. After 5 years of work, now that I'm nearly finished improving these early novels first published under pen names, I intend to start improving myself. Considering all that needs to be done, this new project will henceforth be known as the 100-Year Plan. Tuesday, December 30th. 1. At 6 minutes past midnight, Tuesday morning, on the way home from a late rehearsal of her new stage show, Tina Evans saw her son Danny in a stranger's car. But Danny had been dead for more than a year. 2 blocks from her house, intending to buy a quart of milk and a loaf of whole wheat bread, Tina stopped at a 24-hour market and parked in the dry yellow drizzle of a sodium vapor light, beside a gleaming, cream-colored Chevrolet station wagon. The boy was in the front passenger seat of the wagon, waiting for someone in the store. Tina could see only the side of his face, but she gasped in painful recognition. Danny. The boy was about 12, Danny's age. He had thick, dark hair like Danny's, a nose that resembled Danny's, and a rather delicate jawline like Danny's, too. She whispered her son's name, as if she would frighten off this beloved apparition if she spoke any louder. Unaware that she was staring at him, the boy put one hand to his mouth and bit gently on his bent thumb knuckle, which Danny had begun to do a year or so before he died. Without success, Tina had tried to break him of that bad habit.